A gay rights organization takes on Utah's Amendment 3, Salt Lake County expands their small business loan program, and Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love could be gearing up for a rematch with Congressman Jim Matheson. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, March 19th. I'm Brian Grimmett. A gay rights organization announced yesterday it is filing a federal lawsuit against the state of Utah. The new group, called Restore Our Humanity, is seeking to strike down Utah's Constitutional Amendment 3, which says that marriage consists only of the legal union between a man and a woman. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Amendment 3 was passed through a ballot measure in 2004. But Restore Our Humanity Communications Director Matt Spencer says the decision should never have been left to voters.
We don't vote on human rights. It is not a matter of public opinion what human rights are. They are inalienable. They are inborn. They are rights. You don't take them away from people. So this is something that we have to handle through the courts.
Restore Our Humanity has selected a legal team to file a federal court challenge against Amendment 3 by late spring. Spencer says the upcoming U.S. Supreme Court decision on California's Proposition 8 and the Federal Defense of Marriage Act will not likely have a major impact on their lawsuit.
This is a Utah issue, and regardless of what happens with the Supreme Court, it's still going to have to be handled here in Utah.
However, if the Supreme Court does rule broadly that all anti-gay marriage laws are unconstitutional, then Utah's Amendment 3 would likely be invalidated. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Salt Lake County is expanding its small business loan program with some financial backing from commercial banks. The fund supplies higher interest loans to businesses that would be otherwise ineligible for traditional bank loans. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The program provides up to $250,000 for high-tech startups in Salt Lake County. Speaking inside the headquarters of Fat Pipe, a Murray company that benefited from the program, Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams says the loans encourage economic development without competing with the private sector. But he noted businesses must create at least one job for each $35,000 borrowed, and interest rates hover around 15%.
Recognize that these can be high-risk investments, and we need to compensate for that risk in the interest rates, but this may be the only opportunity for financing for some of these businesses.
Six local banks have offered to contribute $1 million each to the fund, partly a result of pressure from the Federal Community Reinvestment Act. Fat Pipe owner Dr. Raghu Labaskar says during the recession, he was in need of short-term financing to expand, and Salt Lake County was there to bridge the gap.
Now we have a regular loan from KeyBank. So at the time when you need the money and you need it fast to grow, the county came through. And then after that, we became a regular bank customer.
County officials say no businesses approved for the program have defaulted on a loan. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
School districts that serve large Native American populations in the West stand to lose millions of dollars because of the federal sequester. 55% of the students in the San Juan County district are Native American. Superintendent Douglas Wright says they could lose as much as $800,000 in federal impact funding this year, and much more than that in the coming school year.
We will just anticipate receiving approximately 8 to 10% less in all of those programs as we normally do and have to budget accordingly, which could lead to not replacing people who are leaving those positions, or we hope to avoid having to actually reduce in force.
The federal money is provided to districts with Native American populations because they can't tax reservation land to fund the schools. The sequester cuts federal spending across the board. It took effect March 1st after President Obama and Republicans in Congress failed to reach a budget compromise.
A rematch between Mia Love and Jim Matheson is shaping up in Utah's 4th Congressional District. Love was attending the CPAC conference in Washington over the weekend and told the Salt Lake Tribune she hasn't quite made up her mind yet. But she's hired a top Republican strategist who worked on Orrin Hatch's most recent reelection campaign. Matheson, the Democrat, narrowly defeated Love in the election last fall. The president of Southern Utah University, Michael Benson, is one of three finalists for the presidency of Eastern Kentucky University. Benson is planning a visit to the campus in Richmond, Kentucky next week. Benson became president of SUU in 2006. The old Granite High School campus will not become a movie studio. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the company that had planned to operate there, Redmond Movies and Stories, wasn't able to get financing. Their partner, Woodbury Corporation, couldn't move ahead with the purchase of the property. Voters rejected a bond 2 years ago to turn the property into a community center. The city of South Salt Lake could now try to find a buyer for the 27-acre property. One of the last bills passed in the legislative session is meant to prevent people from posting jail mugshots online and then charging high prices to remove them from their websites. The bill would keep county sheriffs from handing out a booking photograph unless the person requesting it signs a statement swearing they will not put it in a publication or website that charges people to remove the photos. In January, Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder stopped displaying mugshots online because he says websites were displaying them and charging former inmates a removal fee. Some of the sites charge hundreds of dollars and fail to follow through. The bill is now waiting for action from the governor. The Mancos Shale Formation in the Four Corners area is the focus of a conference in Farmington, New Mexico this week. Executives from some of the country's biggest oil companies say it could become the site of a new oil boom. Former U.S. Senator Pete Domenici says as much as 1.8 billion barrels of oil could be recovered from the Mancos Shale. Oil and natural gas drilling has been a mainstay of the economy in the San Juan River Basin for decades, but times have been hard there recently because of the low price of natural gas. The mayor of Taylorsville has invited a local Girl Scout troop who had their cookie money stolen over the weekend to sell cookies at City Hall. A thief took the cash box off their table outside a Walmart store on Saturday. Mayor Jerry Rechtenbach called the crime deplorable in a statement Monday. The sale is planned for Saturday from 10 to 1 at Taylorsville City Hall at 2600 West and 5400 South.
The bedside of a dying man is at the center of Kit Harif's narrative in his new novel, Benediction. And Betsy Burton has this review.
The title of Kit Harif's new book, Benediction, embodies that novel. Harif has always looked squarely at his characters, their sins, their flaws, their foibles. Yet in so doing, he has managed to imbue the worst of them with humanity. In Benediction, he has done far more than that, has brought their loves, sorrows, and sins to such complex and vibrant life on the page that we are deeply involved in their lives and empathize completely with the worst of them. Without ever slipping into sentimentality, he has laid bare the hearts of a dying man, Dad Lewis, a sort of everyman, the family and friends of his present life, along with the memories and ghosts from his past. A more painfully human character than Dad Lewis is hard to imagine. Someone who believes himself to be principled, whose refusal to bend is utterly sinful, resulting as it does in tragedy for more than one person. Someone chary of open emotion, who paradoxically is capable of the deepest kind of love. The rest of the cast consists of his wife of many years, the daughter who has come home to help care for him, and a strange son who visits him in memory and in dying dreams. Assorted neighbors, children and adult alike, and the pastor and his family, all with troubles of their own. And although most of the action centers around the bedside of a dying man, all the drama of humanity is present in sometimes searing, sometimes humorous snippets as we hear the voices, are privy to the memories of each member of the cast. Romance is here, an abiding love. Sex, adultery, and betrayal, intransigence, dishonesty, self-honesty, kindness, sorrow, regret. The dialogue, spare and unadorned, has a kind of poetic cadence that gathers power as the characters, most of them as valiant as they are doubting, as giving in one way, as they are withholding in another, make their way through their days. For all its rural grace, the high plains town of Holt, Colorado, is no Eden. Bigotry and violence are as much a reality there as they are everywhere. But there's also a wealth of caring that seems to be part of a Holt's rural character, or miraculously part of the character of humanity as Harif sees it, sees us. He seems to see in each of us the capability for hope as well as pain, the capacity for redemption as well as sin. Kent Harif has crafted a tale that is as riveting, a shot with joy, anger, fear, love, regret, as life itself, and one that in its compassionate and profoundly honest view of humanity really does feel like a kind of benediction.
Betsy Burton is the proprietor of the King's English Bookstore in Salt Lake City. She reviewed Benediction by Kent Harif, and Harif will visit the King's English tomorrow evening at 7 to read and discuss his new novel. That event is a fundraiser for the Environmental Humanities Graduate Program at the University of Utah.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, March 19th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.